This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Race Day at Fairmont Park. And Brian, how the hell are you, babe?
I am doing very, very well.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're looking better. You're looking better every day, you know?
Well, we both are.
I know. You're right about that. We're right about that.
Two better looking men every day.
Every day. Every day we're losing weight here, folks. And
watch out, ladies.
Yeah. Did you catch the game last night?
I caught part of it. I was at that concert that I told you about.
Right.
So, but I did catch part of the game, and then I was just like, oh, no.
Dude, it was like, it's got to happen. It's got to happen.
We got it next game.
I think you hit it on the money when we were out there. You said,
nothing's going to be easy for
nothing's
us.
Nothing's going to be easy for us. Yeah, and that's not leaving my mind.
Like, we can't just win it, you know, in front of our home crowd.
No, it's got to be a Disney movie here. What, like that Jamaican bobsled team. Yeah. What was that called? Cool Running?
Cool Running. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and it's almost like that. It couldn't end on game six. It had to go to game seven.
I'm thinking of this, you know, kind of like a, you know, Rocky versus Ivan, you know,
no,
Drago.
Apollo.
No, versus Drago. Because he couldn't, you know, fight him in America. He had to go to Russia to beat him.
Right.
Yeah.
God damn it, that was good.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's good stuff, huh?
That's my man. Huh. And you guys want to write in and say, who likes Brian? Well, I like Brian, I tell you.
Wait, yeah. Somebody wrote in saying
no, I name? Just made that up.
Okay.
yeah, Brian, another interesting news, you know, I watched, and that was the Belmont Stakes. And a horse named Sir Winston won this race. And I tell you what, man, anyone that watched this race, there should have at least been an objection called on Sir Winston. I don't care. If you guys want to write in and email me, let me know, whatever. But I just think that Sir Winston crossed again, just like we had the Kentucky Derby situation. I mean, hey, judges, I know you want to keep it fair, all right? I seen that at Kentucky. But then when you contradict yourself at the Belmont Stakes, I think that's when we get problems here, okay? All right, so what? I don't care if they're from the same barn. What the hell's that got to do to the betters? There should have at least been an objection from the jockey that rode War of Will, the nine horse, all right? The nine horse was going off at, I guess, 3-1, yeah? 3-7-2, something like that. In any case, it was one of the favorites. So down the stretch, you got War of Will. I keep wanting to say War of Worlds there. War of Will is making a nice bid on the outside. He's got a horse on the outside of him, in front of him. And here comes that horse. Here comes that Sir Winston and just cuts him off. I mean, okay, it wasn't a big deal, I guess, to some people. But you know what? When you get cut off like that, it throws the horse off, too. And for the jockey to turn around and say, well, it seems like my horse was fading. I'm going to do it like a jockey sound here. It seems like my horse was fading away. Was that a good jockey?
I'm assuming so.
All right. All right. So, yeah, who are you to say that when you just got you got blindsided? The horse popped up right in front of you, and it threw the horse off. But you know what? He won't throw the objection because it's the same barn. It's the same trainer. Okay? So yeah. If that horse goes down, he's going to go all the way behind War Will, and that's he finished ninth place, so he's got to go to 10th place. So, of course, he's not going to bitch if he wants to ride again for that barn. But I'm just saying, though, you should couple these horses as a trainer, all right? That's your horse. Those are your horses. And whichever horse wins that, the 1A or the 2B or the 2 or the 1, whatever, gets the purse. It shouldn't be, oh, just because you got, we gotta loosen that coupling thing now too, because I'm telling you right now, what I seen at Belmont Stakes Saturday was BS. That was total bullshit. And if it's a jockey riding for a barn and he's not gonna at least throw an objection sign because it's his barn, come on. It's got to be better than that. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know if he listened to me. Did I just go on my own tantrum there?
You said that's all you were saying. I agreed with you.
You didn't really agree. You just said, yeah.
Yeah, that's an agreement.
All right, so it is. Let's go on to Fairmount Park. Now, here's your thing now.
Yeah. So figured since did the weather last time, why not go ahead and do the weather now?
Just give it to us. Give it to us, babe.
So what? We got racing starting at 1 o'clock. So we are going to have mostly sunny with temperature around the high 70s. Humidity won't be too much of a problem, but it'll rain much later on in the evening, so it won't be a problem. It won't affect the track whatsoever. And won't really be any wind either. About 6 miles per hour coming out of the east.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that was great. I love that. I swear to God, I love that. But can you get some weatherman voice next time? It would be really nice if you could pull that off. You're good with sound effects and all that stuff anyway.
What are you talking about? I thought that was pretty good for a weatherman.
It wasn't bad. It was a Brian, but I want that Brian weatherman. I'm not asking much, am I?
No, I guess not. I just don't really know what you're asking for. Maybe like,
hey, here, I'll do
Tuesday's
it.
Weather for Fairmount Park goes like this. 80 yeah, degrees yes. as the high with a low of 58 in I the like, morning.
Here's a helicopter sound. Go ahead. Keep doing that.
Humidity will be...
You couldn't go any further, could you?
No, of course not.
All right. Well, hell, we gotta practice it like you're in a helicopter.
See, no, because most of the weathermen don't do that stuff.
It would be kind of cool telling people that we're in a helicopter.
That's the traffic. If you want me to do traffic, that's
no, we don't need the traffic.
It's gonna cost a whole lot more.
No, we're fine. We're fine. All right, well, work on that, the boys.
Yeah. So no rain coming up tomorrow. Nice and sunny. Little bit of clouds. But for the most part, a very nice day for racing.
All right. Pull the plug on that now.
Yeah, just saying.
All right. We got the first race here, folks. We're going to mile 70. Mile 70 at Fairmount Park at 1 p.m., right?
Yes, 1 p.m.
Well, I just want to see if you were quick on that one. First race, 1 mile 70, and this is claiming 3,200. And I'm going with the six horse here. The six horse is... Little R. Slest. All right? Yeah, that's the horse we're going with here. It's a 5-2 horse. It's Mike Durham, Alvin Ortiz, the jockey. And going off at 5-2, but last time out, ran a nice race. Ran a nice race, won by a neck. Won by a neck over the, I believe it was the... Two horse. How about that? The two horse. And I think we got a match duel coming up here, my friends. We got a strong exacta box. We got the John Orgs strong exacta box for everybody to enjoy. And that's the 2662. The horse gods, racing gods are looking down on this one, my friends. I like this one a lot. Hey, mark that down, Brian. Mark that down. That's a 2-6. And give me a clapper for that one. I think this is going to work.
See, I think it was... There we go.
Thank you.
Somehow I hit two at the same time. I don't know how I did that. Sorry.
You see, that's an omen because you picked the two. And we got the two and the six together. 2662. That's all I needed on that one, folks. That's our first race. We got a strong exact box with the 2-6. And the two is Walter Johnson, Javier Simpson on the horse here. And that horse's name is Tebadol. 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 I said that right. There's no way I screwed that up. There's no way. All right. So that's what we got. We got a 2662 in the first race at Fairmount Park. So now you made a little money. I'm saying you probably made yourself maybe $12 to $13 on a $2 exacta. And knowing my bettors out there, you probably played that $5 exacta box on the low end. On the high end, I know probably a couple of you out there, $100, $150 on the exacta box there. But in any case, it's going to pay $12, $13 on this, and I'm very happy because I'm going to move it on down to the second race now. And the second race, I think the first race, we got the 2-6, 6-2. And I don't know if I should play this on a daily double because I don't want to box two horses with two horses coming up here. And that's the, oh, by the way, this is a maiden claiming 4,000 going 6 furlongs in our second leg, second race here. And I've got Galeb's Hire here, whatever. What did we say last time on this show? Was it here or higher?
Air.
Hair.
Air.
Air.
Don't say the H. Air.
I don't understand your language. You know, you put an H there. Why the hell is an H there?
I don't know. I think it's French.
Huh?
I think it's French.
Well, why can't we convert it?
Because we didn't.
Because it's
that's the thing, is that that's not English. That's French.
Well, can't we convert it?
So it's the same reason why we don't say herbs
Herbs, like, you did use that H. Don't tell me you didn't use that H. I heard that H.
Right there, yes. But we don't say it that way. The Brits say it that way. We say herbs.
No, I say herbs.
Well, that's you.
Okay, that is me. But yeah, so this is air.
Air, yes.
Like, why can't you just put AIR?
Air we breathe, because it doesn't mean the same thing.
You know, you guys make it so difficult. That's why foreigners can't come to this country and talk. You know,
it's like heir to the throne.
Okay, how's that spelled?
H-E-I-R, right?
That's what we got here. Yeah,
so that's what it is. So it's like the heir to the throne.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? You guys could simplify that by just going AIR.
No, I didn't create the language.
I didn't think so. All right. Yeah. We're going to go with Galeb's Hair here. Air here. And that's 3 to 5 horse. But you know what? That's the 7 horse. But not to be too far outdone here, my friends. I like the 6. I like the 6 a lot here. That's fantastic. And that's Duncan Woolsey. Followed by the Jack here. The Jack, I tell you what, she's been really riding well now, really aggressive. I seen her Tuesday, and that's Elizabeth Thurman. She was coming on strong. I think she's really getting acquainted with this track really well the last couple of years here. I like her to get this horse right in the thick of things here. I like 6 to be up there. I like a 6-7-7-6, okay? That's what I got here. That's another good exacta box for you guys. I'm just giving you these exacta boxes. Wow. Yeah, that's what I got on this one. They're both classy. I think that they're dropping in. They're dropping in this tag. That they're looking for a win here, folks. That's what we got. Especially the 7 is hasn't been this low yet. Now, the 6 has, and the 6 had problems last time. On 2 out of the last 3 starts, it had problems, okay? But I think the horse comes back here at 5-1. And hey, more I look at it, I like the 7. 7. 7 on top with the 6. All right, let's save some money. Let's save some money. All right, let's go to the fourth race here. Third race. Third race. All right, sorry. Sorry. Take it easy. Don't be sending me any more of those messages. We got a maiden claiming 4,000. And this is going 6 furlong, all right? I'm questioning this too, folks. I'm questioning this too at 9-2. I'm so tink. Now, our morning line guy does this at 9-2, and I'm wondering, why are we making this horse 9-2? Okay, because it ran at Oaklawn Park. Well, okay, well, yeah, that's respectable. And it ran in a $12,500 maiden claiming race, all right? Not the bottom at Oak Lawn Park, but you know what? It's better than these guys here that he's running against today. And but here's the problem. It hopped at the start, all right? And then it finished ninth by 18, all right? My point here is any one of these horses that gets in this race can run ninth by 18 in this race, all right? So is that why we're giving this horse so much respect at 9-2? Forget about it. That's not respect to me. If you finished sixth out of the nine, okay, then you're a 9-2 horse. But ninth by 18, forget about it, all right? Oh, I'm sorry. You had 11 horses in that field. So, yeah, you finished ninth. Good for you. Good for you. There's a participation trophy over there just for you. But you're not a 9-2 horse, all right? But I do think the one, Holy Ikati, is a respectable horse here and will be in the money. And I really like the Holy Bull Sire, one of my favorite sires ever throughout time. But I think the horse that really stands out, and that is Halen May Song, and that's Terry Burtis, and that's Wafero Lopez. Wafero. No, it can't be Wafero. Okay, all right, genius. Fill me in here. Wafre? Is that it?
Where is it at?
It's right here. Did I say that right?
I would say it's Wafre. Yeah.
Wafre.
Wafre Lopez.
Yeah, I call them Frozen or something. I don't
just call them Wally. It'll be fine.
Oh, I don't think so. These Spanish guys, they want their names right. I got into it with a jockey one time. I didn't mean to. He attacked me, I tell you, because I got his name wrong.
I did once meet a guy who was named Walfredo, so I'm guessing it's sort of
I can't call him Walfredo. It's got to be Walfred.
I know, but he was also Hispanic, and so I'm assuming it's sort of like a shortened version of that.
Or
so
the Walfredo. Younger.
Or, yeah.
Could be the younger.
True.
He's a Walfre Lopez. He's not the Walfred. All right. In any case, that's who I got on top here. I got the Helen's May Song, Terry Burtis, Walfre Lopez, and horse is going off at 2-1. Last time they dropped this horse down this level was May 29th, and the horse responded well to it, okay? Coming down, this is where the horse belongs. The horse gets the job done here. At 2-1, and that's the 5 horse. Now I went back and forth on this. All right, I like the 1, and I like this shrimp horse too. I mean, I always seem to have a love affair with the shrimp horse. I don't know what it is, but I picked them a couple times. But I think you might have just lowered yourself on my depth chart here. I picked you like 3 times now, and the public's picked you 2 out of the 3 times, and, well, you didn't have an answer. You didn't have an answer. So I'm going with the Holy Bull Sire horse here, and that's Holy Ikati. Holy Ikati, the one horse. Alvin Ortiz gets the job done here. This is Dwayne Wells. And, yeah, I think you're a strong second, okay? That's what I got with you. You're 4-1. So we're going to go with the 5-1. And Shrimper, you get it, babe. You get that third. You get the bronze medal with Jono. And that's the 6th horse at 3-1. So we got a 5-1-6. All right. So let's move on to the 4th race. The 4th race, we got an allowance optional claiming 4,006 furlong. Woo! Let's see. I've got, well, you know, this is interesting. This is really interesting here. This 3 horse, Air Ellie, has run 10 times at Fairmont Park. 10 times now. Check this out, Brian. Now, I know you'll even pick this one up. 10 times and 9 out of 10 in the money at Fairmont Park.
Mm.
That's not too shabby, is it?
Nope.
9 out of 10 times this horse has put on a war paint and said, I'm going to finish 1, 2, or 3. All right? I just want to tell you that. I like that. I love horses like that. A lot of heart, a lot of character. That's what they're all about. Didn't do too well up at Hawthorne, but hey, We're looking at Fairmont Park. Didn't like, doesn't like Hawthorne. Doesn't like that they got a garbage dump out there and everything. You know, mm-hmm. right by the track. It wasn't. I've raced there. I've claimed a horse there, and the horse came back with a bad leg. I've never had good experience at Hawthorne. I love Fairmont. I don't know what it is. It's bright here. The people, there's so many people walking around having a good time, and that's what it's all about, man, your friends, hanging out with your friends and making things possible. At Fairmont Park, you can't go wrong with that. I'm telling you. I said that two times, didn't I? You can't go wrong with that.
It sounded good. It sounded good. You can't go wrong with that.
You can't, because you know what? You don't want to spend a lot of money, all right? Okay. You get in for $2, $2.50. And now no one's telling you got to bet every race. You don't have to do that. And if you do, guess what? You can bet $2. You can bet $2. You can bet 10 cents on a horse race. Who the hell ever heard of that? Here's the dime. I'd like the 5, 6, 8, 2. Straight. Thank you. And you get a ticket.
Yeah. So easy.
I think this horse racing thing, this gambling thing, Brian, is going to be outstanding. I think people are going to love it. They're going to embrace it, and it's going to bring a lot of people out of the community to enjoy horse racing now.
I think so.
It was well worth the wait. I mean, I know a lot of times these guys put their finger in the dam here and there, and they ran out of fingers. But now it seems like it's going to pay off in the future, thanks to our governor, which we're going to have on the show, by the way, this week sometime. So yeah. I'm really excited about that.
It'll be huge.
All right, let's get back to the horse racing here, Brian. You're chirping. You're getting me out of my mode. That's your problem here. I like the 4 horse here. Very interesting. Very interesting horse here. Well, for one, it's Jamie's horse, and Jamie's not here today, folks. So, but this horse was claimed up in Chi-Town, up at Arlington Park, ran on synthetic. The horse has been running at Tampa Bay. Arlington and Tampa Bay, and now just came back to Arlington. And I'll tell you what, these guys, I know these guys well. They looked at this horse really well on paper to feel that this horse can win at Fairmont Park. They went up for the drive, and him and Jimmy Watkins, they brought this horse back. And I'll tell you what, Jimmy Watkins, folks, first time off a claim, guess what, 60%. 60% this year. That's a high clip. That's a big clip. Isn't that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. I just like to get him just to respond on something. But yeah, 60% when these two claim together. And well, not these two, but just Jimmy Watkins as a trainer. 60% is not too shabby at all. But I think it's going to be the 5 here. I think the 5 is going to be up there. I think the 5 with the 4, and I got the 6 here. 6. So let's go to see what the hell the Seattle train's all about. Well, it's been running really tougher races, a little tougher races here, and that's last year, December 29th, ran claiming 8,000, lost by a half a length. This horse is definitely going to be the class of the field here, so I don't know. I think the 4 is going to be up there. The 5's definitely bringing in some heat, and then I got the 6. So I got a 4, 5, 6. I like to box these 3 horses. The Echo Star, that's a Mike Durham horse, and Victor Santiago. And hell, this horse is going to be up there. This horse may be the one that they're going to try to catch. And because I think that this horse is going to set the front. All right. And the 5 is going to be sitting a little bit back, a nice closer. This 4. They don't know the 4 horse, how the 4 horse runs, but on paper, it should be up there, up towards the top. And I don't know. I just seem like I'm seeing this race unfold here, and I think the 4 and the 3, or no, 4 and the 6, they're going to go after each other. I think the 5 is going to sit back, and when these two get done brawling, I think the 5 edges them out, necks them out. I think it's going to be a 5-4-6. That's what I got. I think the 6 will wear down at the end. So we're going with the 5-4-6 here. All right. Sorry, Jamie. I gotta be. What's that word I'm looking for? Objective, right?
Yeah.
That's what I gotta be. I gotta be objective. And I, you know, yeah, you can't jump me on that. All right, here we go. Let's move on to the fifth race here, my friends. The fifth race, we've got a 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And this is an interesting race. Very interesting race here because I'm going with the four horse on top here. And that's Kenny Jensen with Victor Santiago with Would Not Mind. Would Not Mind, Brian. That's what we're talking. Four horse. Yeah.
Nice.
Let me ask you this. What do you think the four horse colors are?
Red and white.
Yellow.
Oh.
Yellow. All right. So from now on, every week I'm going to quiz you.
Okay.
We got the yellow as the silks for the four.
Now, does that change with horse or does it change with the number?
No. Always the certain numbers, like the red is always one.
Oh, okay. There you go.
The white is always two.
Mm.
The blue is three. Four is yellow. Five is green. Six is black. Black with the number. Seven is orange. Eight is, I don't know why they did this to the poor horse, but he's pink.
Well, it stands out.
Yeah. But you know, you can't be a vile looking big horse with a pink number on you. I don't know. I've had gray horses that look like middle linebackers, and then we saddle them up with a little pink on them. It didn't look good.
What number was that again?
For the pink? Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the eight horse in pink is destroyer of worlds.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll stop right there, and then we'll go with the 9, 10s, and you know. So yeah. Right now, that's what I gave to you.
Gotcha.
All right. Next week, I'll be quizzing you. All right. In any case, we got the four here. Would Not Mind, which is the yellow silks, and that is Kenny Jensen with Victor Santiago. And I'm gonna follow. This is a very competitive race here, my friends. This is not a gimme at all. I think you got the 5, 6, 7, 8. All these horses here can run second, or they can run first, too. You know, I just like Would Not Mind. I like what I'm seeing here on where he's been and all that. And he's a pretty competitive horse. He's not like that one horse I showed you that finished 9th by 18, and now he's 9-2. I don't know where they got that. But in any case, this is definitely a 4-1 horse. And the other horses here, the 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, you can make this a $12 ticket, all right? Or you can make it a $6 ticket by keying the 4 on top with the 5, 6, 7, 8, with the 5, 6, 7, 8, all right? So that's, I think a 50-center would run you, 50-center will run you $6, and $1, $12. So you go 4 on top with the 5, 6, 7, 8 with... Okay, with another bet, I mean, with the 5, 6, 7, 8, with the 4, with the 5, 6, 7, 8. All right? So you might make some money here because this is a very competitive field, like I said. We're moving on here. We're moving on. You've been really slowing us down here, Brian.
Sorry, my fault.
That's all right. We're going to the allowance optional claiming 10,000, 6 furlong race here. And boom, we got ourselves a race here, folks. We got ourselves a pay-per-view race that I love. This is the type of races I like to see at Fairmount Park. By the way, these horses are all very competitive. There's not a, let's see here. Nope. Yeah, all these horses are live in this race, all right? All these horses got a shot in this race. That's one thing about it. Even the claiming horses that I'm seeing, they've run open. These horses here mean business, and I think there's one that really stands out for me is where is he here? And that's the 5. I like Midnight Las Vegas, 7-2 horse here, and that's John Cox. I just like what I'm seeing. This horse last 3 starts, all right, 1/4. 1/4, 1/12.5, 1/1, whatever it is. Last 3 at Oaklawn Park, winning by 4. And that's not an easy race. It's a claiming 10,000. I think it's an open one there. It's a real small letters there. But that's not a bad field. And it was a sloppy day, too. And what's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
It'll be nice and sunny.
Oh, okay. So you know what? Midnight Las Vegas, if you're banking on it being sloppy, it's not going to be. But last two out of three, he has won on slop. So that's something big. He's carrying a three in a row racing last three. So I like the five here, 7-2, followed it up by, followed it up. Did I say that right? Yeah, followed it up with the six, Great Scat, and that Scotty Becker horse. All right, I get it. I get it. That's Hawthorne here. And Fairmont Park, this horse won three in a row. And nice, but, you know, it hasn't run this year. It hasn't run this year. And this five starts already in 2019. I think Great Scat needs one. I think pick the fine day to pick one because Midnight Las Vegas is going to really stretch this horse's legs out really well here, Great Scat. But I think the five is on top, followed by the six. And... I see a 5-6. I see a 5-6 here, and I know people in the four are saying, "Hey, well, what about us? We've run the last two Fairmont Park, very respectable. Allowance optional 5, allowance optional 10. Yeah, but I don't see it because you know what. You haven't faced these two yet, okay? And these two, I think, are going to be the class. I think the four is in a second attire here with the two, the three. Yeah, the two, three, four. Hell, I'll even throw the one in there. And right behind that, I not that far away, I see the O'Halloran horse, Christmas Cookie. Jesus Christ, this horse... what's this horse done wrong? Yeah. Maybe the two life, three life. Maybe that doesn't impress Jono on the three wins in a row here. And he's run four times in 2019. I think Christmas Cookie belongs up there. Jono changes his mind here. Christmas Cookie is definitely worthy of a third place finish. I like this horse up there with that second attire. All right, so that's what I got. I got the 5-6 dueling it out. But you know what, folks? This is where you can make money because then what you want to do is go 5 all 6, and then you go with a 6 all 5. But I just don't see the 5 losing. So little smaller bet on the 6 all 5. All right, but the 5 all 6 definitely sounds like a good play, and the 5-6 all plate. That's what I got. That's what I got on that one. All right. And that's John Cox with Javier Simpson. Great Scat. The six horse, Scotty Becker with Victor Santiago. And then the field, like I told you. All right. But a little shout out to Danny O'Halloran there. Dan's, I got to have him on the show one time. You know, he runs the whole administration thing for that Facebook downstate. Say, folks, if you want to join a good site on Facebook, that's a good site besides mine. Downstate racing in Illinois. Is that what it is? Can you look that up real quick? Let's make that official on Facebook. It's Downstate Illinois Racing or Racing. I don't know. I forgot, Dan. I forgot. I'm doing the show. I just forgot. I went black, you know. Whew, not black, blank. Yeah? Will you come up with anything?
I'm looking.
Downstate? Okay. Well, you keep looking at that. Let's move on to the last race of the day here at Fairmont Park, race number 7. We got a claiming tag of 4,000 going 6 furlong. All right, Mr. Lovemaker, I haven't seen you have any love for me at all. I've played you plenty of times last year. I even threw your name out there last time out. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it, I tell you. Mr. Lovemaker, you're no lovemaker to me. You're leaving. Out the door you go. We got the two horse. The two horse is very interesting horse here. The WW Russian Gold, and that's Walter Johnson with Ratana going off at 7-2. I think this horse is live. I like it's been running three life, and it's been very competitive. Something to think about here, folks. That's the two horse. Then we move on to the three here, Dejure Best. And, you know, it could do it. It could do it. Why the hell not? I mean, it's been running three life as well and very competitive. The middle one to the last three, though. Well, the last two. Okay, the last two out of three, you haven't done much. But the last time out claiming 4,003 life, ran a nice race. Got a nice speed buyer 61, but I don't think you're there for me either. I like this Driven West. Driven West is very open here. It ran claiming 5,000, Driven West. And this is Mike Durham, Javier Taveras. But the thing about that was it went a mile. And now it's going short. And short, well, this type of race, I don't know. The horse hasn't really fired off yet. Okay, so I don't know. He's cutting back. So Javier's got to get this horse going earlier. And I don't know if it could do it. So, but the four horse will be competitive as well. Then we move on to the six. Well, I'm sorry. Let's Bad Moon. Okay, I just don't see Bad Moon doing anything. Okay, how many Wilborns are there in this race here? Let me see. One. Or no, that's Walter Johnson. All right, forget about it. Wilborn, Jesus Christ. You're hot here. You're hot. Yeah, I don't see Bad Moon doing much, though, here. I think Wilborn's got a nice barn, but I think this one is right in the middle. Right in the middle. Finished about fourth or fifth in my eye. I don't know. Here's one that Jamie would have definitely picked, and that's Diamond Dave. Diamond Dave. Sammy or Dave?
Sammy.
Sammy?
Oh, yeah.
You're not taking Diamond Dave? I was always Diamond Dave. I thought Sammy had his own sound.
Oh, yeah. No. He absolutely did have his own sound.
But Dave had that Van Halen sound with the guitar. It seemed like they went great together.
I don't know, because Sammy's just got those just powerful vocals.
I know, but he didn't make Eddie stand out like Dave. Not to mention,
he's
Dave
got the connection to St. Louis, so.
Right, but you know what, though?
That man sells out, like, the amphitheater every time he comes here.
Did you see what Ozzy tweeted out last night?
No, I did not.
He had a blues jersey on.
Oh, did he again?
No, when he was in jail.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew that one.
Well, so. He tweeted that out. And he said, go St. Louis and all that stuff. So, yeah. St. Louis Blues, folks. Wow. We're in a big, big final game seven coming up on Wednesday.
The final game.
The final game.
But we got it.
We talked about it, didn't we?
We got it.
Yeah, okay. I hope so. Because I put some serious dough on it. All right.
I have complete and total faith in them. I am not even worried.
You're making me feel good.
Do I look nervous?
No.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, Brian. I'm with you now.
Yeah.
I want to be in your foxhole, buddy.
This is quiet confidence. This is complete and total faith in our team.
I got a badass weatherman.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, so Diamond Dave. I got to give a look for Diamond Dave here and that James Childers and with Javier Diego. Javier will have this horse out there. This horse is, I'll tell you what, closes well. Three life. You know what? I like Diamond Dave. That horse is standing out right there. And you got the 8 horse here, Summer Passport. I forgot one, but I'm not going to use it, all right? I know Juan Molina's on the horse, and then Mike Durham, they probably... Yeah, I got to use this one, though. This has been running 7,500s at 3 life. So, you know, I don't think it's going to get all the love, but I think it's going to get some to put in my back end of my super. That's what I'm seeing with the 7. But I think Summer Passport is much livelier. And that's Dwayne Wells with Alvin Ortiz. And that's Summer Passport. Summer Passport won the last two. Maiden claiming 4,000. But again, it was 2 life, though. 2 life. Now you're moving up here, my friend. You're moving up against another pedigree. And these are the 3 life horses, and there's a lot of 3 life horses in this race that are just ready. They're ready for you. How many ready did I say there? I felt like Elmer Fudd.
Two, maybe three.
Four, five. I don't know. Yeah. So that's the seven horse. So it's Sooner Heat. I just don't think that Summer Passport can get by these horses. So I, you know what, Summer Passport, I'm gonna have you in the backside. All right. But the horse that stands out for me is Diamond Dave. Give me applause on that one.
Okay.
After all that, we've concluded our racing at Fairmont Park. And again, according to Brian, we're going to have some great weather. That means go outside, enjoy the cheap soda, the cheap beer, the hot dogs that are just being gulped down. Dude, we can't eat that.
We can't eat that.
No. But I damn miss it. I really do miss it.
Mm.
I know you've become a vegan.
Well, you could always try the smoky vegan carrot dog.
Get out of here. I don't know what the hell people eat crap like that
dude,
for.
I tell you what.
That's not
you
a hot me. Dog. That's you a damn me. Carrot painted like a hot dog.
You know me. I love me some hot dogs. And so when I tell you that they looked and had that taste, they didn't have the same texture, but they looked and tasted like a hot dog, it blew my mind.
What the hell is it called again?
The smoky vegan carrot dog.
It's a carrot?
Yes. It's a carrot that's been cooked in a marinade, and that marinade is just nice and awesome, and then you grill them up on
it's
the grill.
It's a damn carrot!
And they get all nice caramelized on the outside.
I'm not talking to you.
Trust me. Trust me.
You ruined the damn hot dog. Now we painted, spray-painted the damn carrot.
Next time I make one, I'll give you a bite.
I can't have a bite. I just give me I don't know, just like a one of those toothpick type of thing. Yeah,
I'll just make it for you. Let you smell it, and then you can just be like, "Oh yeah,
that smells like a hot dog." I gotta see how it looks too.
It looks like a hot dog too.
So. All right, so you say. All right, my friends, keep cashing those winning tickets, and definitely we'll have this show maybe a couple more times this week because we are going to get the governor on the show, so we're kind of pumped up about that, and. Again, thanks to Jay Hoffman for making it all possible. He'll be part of that show as well. So keep cashing those winning tickets and have some fun at Fairmont Park. From John and Brian, we are out of here.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmont Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmontParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.